something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
I want to read to you from Zechariah chapter number 8 and tell you what money is for us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 8 from verse 11. God speaks to these people by prophecy. He says, but now I will not be unto the residue of these people as in the former days, saith the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous. Wow. He's talking to Judah, right? And he says to them, he says, for the seed shall be prosperous. The vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. This is remarkable. I wish we had the time to expatiate on this, just those three, because it means a lot. It means a lot. The seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase. But then it goes on to say, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all these things. Now, when you see the word remnant in prophetic language, it refers to Israel in the last days. It refers to Israel in the last days. The remnant. The remnant. Refers to Israel in the last days. And to the church's blessings. And here's one of them. So when you see, I will cause the remnant of these people to possess all things. He is not dealing with the church. He's dealing with Israel of the last days. But the last days blessings of Israel are first given to the church, because the church comes ahead of the millennial reign of the Messiah in the earth. And so here's something beautiful, which means something you can enjoy right away from God. The seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give her fruit, and the ground shall give her increase, and the heavens shall give their due, and I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these things. Wow, this is lovely. Can we read it from the Amplified Translation for a second? For there shall the seed produce peace and prosperity. Did you see that? There shall the seed produce peace and prosperity. This is wonderful. So your seed shall produce what? Peace and prosperity. Amen. Did you see that? Everything that comes from you. Your seed, including your giving, will produce peace and prosperity. The vine shall yield her fruit, and the ground shall give its increase. This is remarkable. It's dealing all with prosperity here. And the heavens shall give their due. And I will cause the remnant of these people to inherit and possess all these things. Amazing. Now, you can go to 2 Corinthians chapter 9. From verse 8, He says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you. This is interesting. Remember just now he said, he gave, by his word, he gave them the power to prosper, the power to increase. He gave it to them in words, in prophetic words. All right? Then, so here he says, God is able to make all grace abound towards you, channel grace towards you, that ye always having all sufficiency in all things. Having sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Now, having sufficiency in all things, the word things is not really in the original. So the construction actually means having all sufficiency in all seasons. All sufficiency in all seasons. Because the word translated sufficiency is otaki, and it means to be self-sufficient, requiring no support, requiring no help, no external help. That is amazing. So having all sufficiency in all seasons may abound to every good work. This is amazing. Now, let's go on. I want you to go to verse 10 and see this beautiful verse here. Now, he that ministereth seed, he that gives, he ministers, distributes seed to the sower and bread for your food. Minister bread for your food. Okay, both, look at it. Now, he that ministered seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown. So he says, he will do two things. He'll give you bread and also multiply. So he'll provide bread and multiply your seed sown. That is wonderful. And then he says, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Increase the fruits of your righteousness. So your acts of righteousness become even more productive. Anything you do turns into success. You're getting bigger results than others who do exactly the same thing. Your results are more than theirs, even though you're doing exactly the same thing. And they may even put in more effort. But your results come back bigger, greater, more effective. Increase. Look at it. It says, he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food and multiply your seed sown and increase the fruits of your righteousness. Wow. Then, while this is on, while God is doing all of this, he does something else. I like it. And that's the next verse. Look at it. Being enriched in everything. Oh dear. What's that? Think about it. The first one, he says, having all sufficiency in all seasons. In all seasons, no matter what happens, come rain, come shine. Right? When things are difficult for everybody else, or when things are easy for everybody else, makes no difference. You are always, always, it says, in all seasons. You have all sufficiency in all seasons. Wow. When you come to this, you say, I'm big. I'm big. So, in all seasons, there's no such thing as, these are hard times, you know. They ask some people, how are you doing? They say, we're struggling. They say, the struggle continues. The struggle continues? No, 1,000 times no. No, you belong to the King. You don't struggle. 1,000 times no. Say, I refuse to struggle. Don't struggle anymore. Use your faith in Christ. And you find that everything about you is blessed. Your work is blessed. Your family is blessed. Your way is blessed. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. being enriched in everything to all bountifulness which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. Being enriched, it means being made rich. Being made rich, it means being brought into wealth. Hallelujah. Some people don't believe in wealth. You better believe in wealth. Yes, believe in it. Believe in it because you are an heir of wealth untold. That's who you are. That's who you are. And that's why the devil doesn't want you to find out. Because if you found out, think what will happen. A whole lot of people will be blessed. A whole lot of people will be helped. And Satan doesn't like it. He doesn't want you to discover what belongs to you in Christ Jesus. He'd like you to be ignorant and to believe in poverty and to struggle through life while he makes things difficult for you. He wants all that for you. But when you get the knowledge of God, look at it, being enriched in everything. Look at it, it's right there in the book. Enriched in everything. That means having abundant supply in everything. Why? He says, to all bountifulness. That means to all liberality. In other words, God bringing you into a position where you become a giver. You see, if you don't have, how can you give? You can give what you don't have. God wants all his kids to be givers. Stingy people don't know God. All God's people are givers. It's one of the ways you know that God wants to help somebody, even people who don't know Jesus Christ. Now, I'm not talking about those who give for political reasons, like, you know, they give to be assumed. To be assumed that they are givers. No. Or for those who give for business reasons, they give one and they take 10. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about genuine giving. Genuine giving from your heart. All such people are known by God, and God always seeks to save them. Because there's something of his own nature that is in them. They're genuine givers. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. One whose heart is in his giving.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834. Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.